Good morning, and welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO Arts at 8:30. I'm Brent Spencer, Creighton University English professor and author, most recently, of the crime thriller The Last of Her. Summer's coming, and you know what that means. Time to get that grill ready for some outdoor cooking. Time to sweep off the porch so friends and neighbors can stop by for a little lemonade. And time to crack into that stack of summer reading you've been building up over the last few months. I want to recommend another for the stack, Nick Petrie's The Runaway. Though it's the seventh book in the Peter Ash series, Petrie gives us just enough information about his hero's past to orient us without spoiling the earlier books. Peter Ash is a Marine Corps veteran who has done tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's been through some things and has seen some things, coming home with a form of PTSD that he calls the white static. He can't stand to be in confined spaces, and that means any space that has a roof. I confess that after the first wonderful novel, The Drifter, I grew a little impatient with the trope, but in The Runaway, he hits the balance just right, as a reminder that the war lives inside him like a hungry wolf, waiting for its moment. And that moment comes in the form of a helpless, pregnant teenager. When Helene's mother dies, Bogalusa, a family friend, takes her in and gives her a job at his gas station, but it soon becomes clear that he wants to be more than a family friend, too much more. So when Ray Wingley stops to gas up his car, she sees the handsome and mysterious stranger as her way out. At first he seems kind, even courtly. They soon marry, but before long she finds that she's jumped out of the frying pan and into the fire. That's when Peter Ash finds her helpless beside a broken-down car and offers her a ride, only to discover that vengeful men are in hot pursuit. Almost as soon as he's found her, he loses her, but vows to come back for her. The Runaway is essentially an extended chase scene from first page to last, a roller coaster thrill ride, a lot of it across the northern tier of Nebraska. The novel is filled with compelling characters. Bogalusa, the relentless family friend, Roy Wiley, the thief who's too true to his name, Bobby, a no-nonsense excavator operator with a coy dog named Cupcake. But one of the most compelling characters in the novel is Helene herself, a woman who is at once an innocent victim and something darker. I wouldn't be surprised if we see her show up in a future Peter Ash novel. There's a richness to her character, to all of Petrie's characters, that makes his writing rise above its genre. Even after seven books, Petrie's central character, Peter Ash, continues to be compelling. His particular brand of PTSD makes him a vulnerable hero, and therefore easier to identify with than the stone-faced, rock-jawed force of nature that is Jack Reacher. Still, if you like the Reacher books, you'll love Peter Ash. The Runaway is violent, though not vividly so. It doesn't have to be. The author is so good at describing action and creating suspense that you'll feel you're rocketing across the back roads of Nebraska, pursued by dangerous felons and corrupt cops, haunted by your own dark past, and vowing to go through whatever it takes to right the wrongs of this world. In other words, Nick Petrie's The Runaway is the perfect summer read. This has been Brent Spencer with Between Two Covers for Arts at 8:30 on Classical 90.7 KVNO.